KUTX 98.9. We are in Studio 1A with North Carolina band Mount Moriah, a band that put out probably my favorite all-country album this year. It's lush, it's understated, it's beautiful. It's called Miracle Temple, and we're very excited to have them in studio with us right now. We'll talk to them in a moment. But guys, let's just jump in with the song. What's the first song you'll be playing?
It's called Bright Light.
Mount Moriah here on KUTX, live in Studio 1A. Bright Lights is the name of that song. So let's talk about how you guys came together, because Heather and Jenks, you guys are the songwriter collaborators on this project. And you guys come from pretty different musical backgrounds, if I'm not mistaken, with Balfi and Horseback with you, and, you know, obviously heavier and more indie. How'd you guys find common ground on a more alt-country sound?
Well, I think we both, you know, we both grew up in North Carolina and grew up with country music and old-time music and bluegrass. And so kind of had all those traditional and folk influences early on, and kind of stepped outside of that to do a little more confrontational music. I don't know. I think we were working in a record store together and we're listening to a lot of Smithsonian Folkways stuff that came in, and we're really inspired by that. And I think personally, I just love the, you know, it was time for me to kind of take the distortion out and like kind of be vulnerable a little bit with my voice and kind of put it up in the front and let the chips fall.
So it was a challenge for both of you, you think?
It did seem like a challenge at first, because it's a lot more naked, you know, than the other stuff that we've played. Like Heather's saying, more vulnerable because of that. But it's also been interesting to see, I think the reaction, you know, has a much broader appeal And so it's been fun to sort of, you know, see where this project takes us.
Yeah, I was interested to know, like, what kind of audiences are different than kind of the previous bands that you've played in? Do you see broader appeal, you think? So you're getting more shapes and sizes of different people showing up to the shows?
Yeah, I mean, my parents like it, like what I'm doing now. So that's kind of fun.
This band has been able to tour with a wide range of other artists. Right now we're on tour with Telekinesis, which is another merge band. And we've also toured with the Indigo Girls. And so there's just a very, you know, a huge variety that we're able to fit ourselves into, which has been great. I can't imagine either Bella Fea or Horseback opening for the Indigo Girls, for example.
And going back to, you know, growing up in North Carolina, everything, if it's anything, I haven't spent much time in the Durham Chapel Hill area, but if it's anything like Austin, I mean, obviously very eclectic music scene, being a college town and whatnot. But there is always that reverence for kind of the classical or classic soulful country sound, and which you guys are nailing, by the way. Oh, and on Miracle Temple, especially the new album is, you say it's a challenge at first, but it's very comfortable sounding. It's really great stuff.
Well, thanks. It's really, you know, a sincere effort in that all those different traditional genres and kind of trying to challenge those a little bit.
Let's hear another song.
Okay. This is called White Sands.
Just a couple of kids hungry for everything. Honey, that little girl is still alive inside me. Haunt me down in the white sand. Haunt me to love. Scorpion tree, another hand holding you to sleep. Oh, California, you always keep them easy. Sun-kissed silhouette in need of nothing.
White Sand from Mount Moriah from the new album Miracle Temple, which is out on Merge now. And yeah, thanks so much for coming in again, guys. So Heather, your voice has been getting a lot of attention on this new album. I mean, you've always had a great voice with Bella Fea and whatnot and on the first album, but now you're being compared to a lot of country greats and stuff on this album. Did you spend a lot of time working on your voice between albums?
Yeah, I did actually. I think both kind of physically and psychologically, I started thinking about my voice as an instrument, and I kind of established some nuances that I think I just needed to gain some confidence, and I did that through years, you know, a couple years of touring a lot on that last record. I listened to a lot of soul music and country music, and it really influenced me to kind of push myself.
And as a band, have you kind of reacted to that, to her voice evolving and changing and how the songwriting works?
Yeah, for sure. This band has always been about showcasing Heather's voice, whether that's in sort of a more vulnerable and spare environment like the first record. This new record's, you know, got more confidence to it, and so it's a little bit louder. But it's always been about showcasing Heather's voice and making room for it to sit right front and center. And so, you know, it's been great as Heather kind of expands her reach with her voice as a very powerful instrument, to be able to react to that and kind of step it up a little bit with the instrumentation as well.
Yeah, it's been very effective. I love the album. You also have a label together, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. So, and the first album was put out on the label, and the second album, this new one, Miracle Temple, that just came out, is on Merge. Is there any particular reason? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of notoriety that comes with being a Merge artist, but how was that leap for you guys as a band?
It felt very, really comfortable, actually. You know, Merge is based out of Durham, where we live, and it felt like the right time for us. I think the first record, it was good for us to put it out ourselves. We run a label called Holidays for Quince and put out local music, and it felt good to be behind that and supporting that. And but with this new record, we just needed more resources, and Merge came to some shows and kind of just fell into place. But we were real tickled to be on there.
Let's introduce the rhythm section, by the way.
We have Casey Toll on bass, and James Wallace is with us on drums.
Wonderful. And where did you find these guys?
Let's see. I guess we...
Well, James and I worked at a music venue together. We met about 5 years ago. He's been real instrumental in playing on both of these records. And
Casey, I first met when I had a job at UNC, and I would park in a parking deck in Chapel Hill every day. And he would be working the booth, and he I think he saw a drum set in the back of my car one day and asked if I played music, and turned out we had played with some of the same people.
That's presumptuous of you.
Yeah,
that's great. Old friends. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's always great. Well, Jenks Miller and Heather McIntyre, let's hear one more song from you guys. This is Mount Moriah here on KUTX.
Thank you. Savior's throne. Behold into only haunt the familiar womb. Master God and paths never lost, never lost. If feeling shakes up your holy water, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. I sing the darkness take you down with it, mama. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. Your feeling shakes your holy water. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. I sing the dark. Take you down with a moment, let it rise.
North Carolina band Mount Moriah, live in Studio 1A. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This was great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Their new album, Miracle Temple, is out now. They'll be on tour throughout June. And hopefully back in Austin. You guys were just here during South By, and you're here this week as well. Thanks so much to Cliff Hargrove for engineering the session. If you missed any in-studio sessions, you can visit us online at kutx.org. I'm John Parsons. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.